Hello, I'm Dr. Timothy O'Donnell, the president of Christendom College. Today on Faith Matters, let's talk about the Pope. Let's talk about the Holy Father. You know, I remember a story once told by Fulton Sheen, who heard a conversation between two non-Catholics on a bus one time, where one woman was remarking to the other woman, "Oh, Catholics, they think that the Pope is inflammable." Well, that certainly is true. We do believe that the Pope is inflammable. But we also believe that he is the supreme teacher that God, in his abundant love, has given to his church. He is the successor to Peter. Every Catholic should have a strong sense of devotion and loyalty to the Holy Father as a sign of their loyalty to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, it's very interesting. When Peter was about to die, and just before his death, in 2 Peter, he wrote that after he was gone, he would do everything he could to ensure that his teaching would be called to mind. There can be no doubt that he was referring to bringing in a successor, someone who can continue on with the Petrine ministry. How blessed we are that we do have a Holy Father to guide us in the ways of faith and to keep the church faithful to Jesus Christ. You know, during a recent trip to Rome, I was blessed with the opportunity of attending the Pope's private Mass. And I'll never forget when I first walked in there and I saw that figure in white kneeling in front of the Eucharistic Lord. And he had his face in his hands, and you could really sense the burden of this man's office. For to him was entrusted the custody of all the churches, and the Church of Rome presides over all the churches in love, as Irenaeus tells us. When I was watching him there kneeling in prayer in front of the Eucharistic Lord, there was a magnificent cross directly behind him. And I couldn't but help but think the suffering that this man must endure as he continues to try to guide and to be a shepherd to the entire church. He is there bringing all the cares of the world before our Lord in the Eucharist. And what a great witness it was for us that we also should be like-minded, seeing in Christ's vicar such tremendous devotion. That as I sat and saw him kneeling, clad in white, in front of the Blessed Sacrament, I thought how important it is for each and every one of us, as committed Roman Catholics, to have a love for the Holy Father, to pray every single day for the Pope, that God will give him the grace, the strength, and the guidance that he needs with this difficult, arduous task of trying to lead the Church into the new millennium. Thank God for Pope John Paul II. Thank God for the gift of the papacy. May we always pray for the successor of Peter and offer him our love and our loyalty. Thank you for being with us today, and God bless you.
For more insights on this topic, join Dr. Timothy O'Donnell for his series, St. Luke, Meek Scribe of Christ, coming to EWTN.